The best way that you can increase your prices without losing clients is communicate the change clearly and confidently. Clarity and confidence and authenticity. That is what everybody that comes to your salon is really after. And it's what salon owners, hairdressers, therapists all struggle with the most, is talking about price. What I used to do in my salons was we would say, yes, we're going to give you this outcome and this is the price of it. We're going to cut, we're going to color, we're going to do foils, we're going to do treatment, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do extensions. This is the retail that you need to use, and the price is blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh, we're raising our prices, put a sign out and everything like that. And our clients were like, yeah, I'm so glad that you are. Like, you know, it's about time. I was like, oh, my God. On top of that, if you have done extra training, if you've done a renovation, if you've improved your salon and your team, and you guys are way better than you were 5 years ago, then babe, you need to like put your prices up. This is your invitation to put your prices up. So some actionable steps that you can take to enhance your client's experience is
welcome to Salon Temple, the revolution in the hair and beauty industry, a space where being banked and creating massive global impact is the new standard. I'm Blythe Langford, and in this podcast, I am going to share with you the exact strategies and insights that helped me transform my 3 salons into 7-figure businesses. If you're ready to step into your power, grow your wealth, and be part of a movement that's changing the game globally, then babe, you're in the right place. So let's get started.
In this week's episode, we're going to go through how you can raise your salon prices without losing clients. So here's how. Step number 1, I really need you to evaluate your current pricing structure. So before you increase anything, you have to look at and understand your financial position. So look at your metrics. Now, this can be a massive trigger for so many people, like, oh, they don't have a profit and loss statement. Oh my gosh, I don't know how to look at my computer system recording. I haven't done any of these things. Then do not raise your prices until you do. Because if you are looking for your price rise to be the excuse or the savior to all of your back end lack of doing, then it ain't gonna work, right? You really need to get organized on the back end of your financials so that you can know where you're currently at, what increase you need to do to actually not break even, but to exceed and thrive. And then from there, this will provide so much freedom for you. It'll allow you to know how much you want to raise your prices, but it will also help you understand what incentives you can give your staff. Because if you're like, I want to give my staff these amazing incentives, we just can't afford it, then know what's going on in your back end and then what you want to be able to create within your salon financially, profit-wise, turnover-wise, so that you can actually deliver the incentives that you would really love for your team or that your team would actually really love. And then also you want to make sure that you do market research. So look in your area, look at other salons and what they charge. Know what their rents are in comparison to yours, because rent and wages are possibly 2 of your highest payouts that you're going to be coming out, right? That are coming out of your turnover. So you want to make sure that you're comparing yourself relatively with other people in the area. But you might be looking at another salon and they're like, oh, they've got the lowest prices, or similarly, oh, they've got the highest prices, but their rent is about the same as mine. Where do you want to place yourself? And I pause for a moment because most of this is based on your level of worthiness.
So triggering, Blythe. Oh my gosh, what the fuck?
Yes, your level of worthiness is literally coming through in your prices. So the more that you can have self-worth and see the value in your salon and make sure that all of your staff are educated and providing great customer experience, then it's no problem raising your prices, right? Oh my gosh, it makes so much sense. Like, look how the work that we're doing here is epic. We are better than our local people. We are better than this. We're doing this. We're doing all these amazing things. Our clients are having the results and the hair that they love and the experiences that they love. Then it makes so much sense to raise your prices. So the only thing that would be stopping you from doing that would be your own self-worth. Have a course for that. Reach out. It's epic. So when you're doing this analysis on market research in your area, you want to make sure that you're looking at similar services. You want to also make sure that you're looking at their staff, if their staff are as trained as your staff or if they're more highly trained or less trained, because that will help you set benchmarks and parameters within your business. you want to also see and factor in inflation and where you are in the trajectory of inflation. So what I mean by that is every year your product houses will increase their prices. And if you don't increase your prices when they do, you're running at a loss. So let's say you haven't raised your prices in 5 years, but your product houses have raised their prices every single year, then ouch. Just like, ouch, babe, because you've had five lots of increases every year, potentially with your rent, with your product houses, with electricity, with your phone company, with all of these companies, but you haven't raised your prices. Babe, you're losing out. And then on top of that, if you have done extra training, if you've done a renovation, if you've improved your salon and your team, and you guys are way better than you were 5 years ago, then babe, you need to like put your prices up. This is your invitation to put your prices up. It's not important. It's essential for you to raise your prices, because not only will you immediately, without doing any extra marketing or any of the things, literally increase your turnover from anywhere from 5% to 20% or 50%. You don't have to do anything but raise your prices. Holy moly, my job's done. Let's all go out for a mocktail. You know, like it's that easy. So you're like, yeah, Blythe, but how do I get my clients on board with this? Okay, great. I'm so glad that you asked that question, because I am definitely not about ripping anybody off. I am 100% about you having the worthiness within you and your team also realizing that they are innately worthy of charging more, and having your clients see that so that they can come along on the journey with you. And you know, 9 times out of 10, if you haven't raised your prices and you've got really loyal clients and then you say, we're raising our prices, the general feedback is, I wondered when you guys were going to do that. You're so cheap. Like that is what clients used to say to us. Because I remember at one of my businesses, I don't know what happened. Oh yeah, I think when my mum died, I just forgot to raise our prices for a while. And then when I finally did, I like, you know, felt a little bit bad because I was in a state of trauma. And I was like, oh, we're raising our prices, put a sign out and everything like that. And our clients were like, yeah, I'm so glad that you are. Like, you know, it's about time. I was like, oh, my God. You know, most of the people that are coming to the salon that spend a lot of money are also in business or work for businesses that raise their prices regularly. So it is not uncommon, and it's not something that you need to be scared of. It is literally something that every business does in order to survive in this world. So this is your invitation to raise your prices as much as you need to, depending on what area it is that you are lacking, like whether it is I haven't raised my prices in a few years, or we've had a salon fit out, or we have raised our salon's experience, we've got more highly trained staff, all of these things. So making sure that you are raising your prices accordingly. So you want to make sure that you are also calculating the value. Now, how could you do that? Well, I want you to assess your unique offer. So that's why I've spoken to you in previous episodes. It's vitally important for you to figure out the mission and the ethos and your avatar client and what it is that you guys are unique for, so that you can actually put some value to it. Are you a superior customer service salon? Do you have high quality products? Do you provide exceptional results? And understanding this will allow you to help raise your prices without feeling unjustified. Now, number two is segmenting your services for a tiered pricing strategy.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You're welcome. I will share. So what I mean by this is if you are increasing your prices by quite a lot, if this is abrasive for some of your clients, then you can do it in a gradual increase instead. So you know, you increase a little bit by a little bit by a little bit each time, or you can let them know that you're going to not include this for their next service or the service that they're in the salon, but it will increase next time. And you can also provide extra value. So whether you want to, I would personally call all of your product houses, call all of your product houses right now and get them to give you free products. How do I do that? You ask. That's it. Well, actually, I wouldn't even ask. I would be like, I want free products. Give them to me. Blythe, what makes you think that they're going to do that? Because they're billion-dollar businesses, babe. Billion-dollar. Not million. Billion. billion. Yes. I've talked about it before. These C words are the richest people on the planet. So get free products. And then when you increase your prices, you give them to your clients because then they're like, oh my gosh, you're raising your prices and I get a free product.
I don't see anything bad here. This is actually really good. I got free product. Yay. Yay. I love free product.
You know, so like use the people that use you really well because they're using you. Okay. That's for another episode. I've got a whole other episode about that. Go into my Instagram and read my posts about that. They're using you. Another way that you can do a tiered increase without clients actually having an issue is to create bundle packages for them. So you create a service and a bundle package. Now, in my salon, I always did this anyway because I don't think that you should itemize everything that you are doing for your client because a client is coming in for a result, right? And it's not like you go to, I mean, some people do ask this and I, okay, this is going to be a bad example. Like, let's say you're getting your kitchen redone and they're like, it's going to cost you $30,000 to do up your kitchen. You're like, makes sense. You know, you're doing all of these things. And then you like get a little bit scarcity mindset. You're like, give me the breakdown of that because I'm freaking out spending $30,000. You know, because that's probably what your clients are spending on getting things done in their homes. And you're worried about them spending $300 in your salon. And that's only because you haven't allowed them to see the value in what it is that you offer. So this is your invitation to provide packages that create a lot of value for your clients. But what I used to do in my salons was we would say, yes, we're going to give you this outcome and this is the price of it. We're going to, you know, wouldn't itemize anything, but we're going to cut, we're going to color, we're going to do foils, we're going to do treatment, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, we're going to do extensions. This is the retail that you need to use, da, 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 and the price is blah, 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 blah. And they'll be like, I get it. Yeah, we're going to do a lot of things today. And it's like, yes, do you have the 5 hours required to actually sit in the salon today to get all of these services done? And they will say either yes or no. You know, because then they can understand that this is a big job that they're actually asking for and that they're going to be here. They're going to be here for a long time. So we want to make sure that if they don't have that time, that then we can break it up and be like, okay, cool. Well, why don't you get half of it done today? And then I'll book you in for the rest in 2 weeks or a week or in 2 days or a day, whatever it is that's going to work best for them. It's a really great way to have high demand services in your bundle package and create great tiers and add more value for your clients. And then clients will also perceive that they're getting a whole lot more as well. And remember, you've already rung your color house or product house and gotten those free products. So you can also add a free product in as well. And you can let them know because you're one of our regulars and we love you so much. Don't tell anybody, but we're going to give you some free product as well. So we're going to give you these products. You're going to buy these products for your hair, but then we're also going to add this free product in there because I do not like discounts. The more you discount, the more you discount your service, the more you discount yourself. Yuck. Don't do it. Number three, the best way that you can increase your prices without losing clients is communicate the change clearly and confidently. Clarity and confidence and authenticity. That is what everybody that comes to your salon is really after. And it's what salon owners, hairdressers, therapists all struggle with the most is talking about price because we feel innately unworthy talking about money. So, first of all, in order for y'all and your teams to have confidence and have great courage talking about wealth, first of all, you need to do some inner work. I have a program for that. If I haven't mentioned it, you should get in touch, book a call. It'll be amazing. Let's go into it. So the number one thing, the reason why your staff are not retailing and are crap at talking about prices is because they don't have confidence. They don't have confidence and they don't have skill. They're the two reasons, just two reasons why they don't do it. So if you are unaware of how to increase your staff's confidence and their skill levels, then you need to call somebody in, babe, because they're not going to change. If nothing changes, they're not going to change. They need some confidence training and they also need some skill training. And the best person for that is obviously me because you're listening to this podcast. You're welcome. See how confident I am? That's how I speak to my clients. I mean, I'm talking about my hair salon clients. I mean, obviously my clients now, but that's how I would speak to my clients because I'm authentic. I have no problem talking about money. I have no problem talking about retail the same that I would talk about their haircut and what they need, right? Because it's all the same to me. I don't have a wealth issue, right? I live on my own farm, my own retreat center, you know? So I want this for you too, where wealth is not an issue. So I want this to be for you and your stuff. We're talking about money and having the issue of feeling rejected. I don't want that to be a problem anymore, because I know that that is why so many staff members don't actually talk to their clients, because their fear of rejection, which is a lack of confidence and then a lack of skill. So reach out, let's go for it. It's absolutely what I'm ninja at. So some actionable steps that you can take to enhance your client's experience is by the little things, by offering different beverages, by having different things like waiting room abilities, by having improved online bookings, whatever you can do to improve your client's experience. Now, if it was me in this day and age, the things that I would literally be doing would be having a smoothie that is available for my salons and that we blend up each and every day. I would also be creating my own milk. Yes, I am not vegan, but I would be making my own milks because it's so easy. So just having a blender in the salon and getting your apprentice or like somebody in the morning to just create these things for your clients just creates a point of difference, you know, and then you can just like cut up some strawberries or a bit of like pineapple or whatever and put it on the glass and make it super fancy, you know. Clients love the little things that don't really cost you anything else, you know, or it might be having a bowl of water with candles floating, you know, like just these little things and the sprays in the salon and the scents. All these little things change the client's experience exponentially, where they feel better, where they want to be in your salon. Because like I've explained before, the nose is the first part of the nervous system. The nose and the sense of smell literally wires your client's experience. So you want to make sure as soon as they come into the salon that you've nailed it nasally, so that you've nailed that smell. And then at the end of the salon experience, that you've nailed that, because the clients remember the first and the last thing that happens. So I never talk about the price at the end of the service. Make sure you talk about it just like right sort of in the beginning, you know, because you want to make sure that that is not the last thing that they remember. That there's this ickiness about talking about the price and then rebooking and it's so weird and like they leave with a yuck taste in their mouth, right? So you want to make sure that you're doing that at the beginning of the service. That's why I am so big on having your clients fill out a quote, like having a quote pad where they're talking about their service, where you guys are communicating on paper so that they can see what you are going to be charging them, so that you can see what it is that they actually want written down on a piece of paper, so that there can be no error for judgment then. Every single service provider is terrible at writing client notes. The quote pad does it for you, and it gets the client history on there too. I love it. It's genius, right? So then you can have all of this thing. It's all written on there. Like nobody needs to pretend they really remember everything that they did, because everything is written on there. And then when the client leaves, you literally write all the extra notes that you want on there. And then either your staff member or your receptionist does that at the end of the day, so that your client's histories are recorded daily. It's ninja. Do it. And it also really 10x's your client's experience, because then when they come back in, you haven't forgotten anything. Now, I know there's some staff members that are like, oh, I don't want to write all my notes down, because then if I'm away and they go and see somebody else, then they're going to be able to have all my notes there and give them the exact experience. And then they won't like me as much. Well, to those staff members, they're going to think you're a dickhead because you haven't written the notes, and they're going to think that you don't actually care about their business because you haven't taken the time to do a perfect record history on their experience. So your perceived perception isn't the client's experience. So get over yourself and make sure you're looking after the client, what they're paying for. They're paying for you to do a really beautiful history. Another way that you can raise your prices without losing clients, and they love this one, is to offer loyalty programs for your clients.
How do I do that? It's so hard.
Actually, it can be the funnest thing ever. I loved creating loyalty programs. I would literally go around to all of the businesses in our area and be like, hey, this is a business that I have, and I want to know what you want to offer my clients. I'd also make one for my staff too. My clients and my staff and myself, for promoting your business, because we will literally promote your business each and every day. And we've got hundreds of clients that come through our business that will literally see your business for free. You're welcome. So what do you want to offer them? And so many businesses, like I'm talking 99% of businesses, were like, this is amazing. Of course I want to do like things for your clients. Like I literally, when we were doing events and all sorts of stuff, I'd like ring Mercedes, ring all of the car companies and be like, hey guys, we're doing this. We're going to have all of these clients there. What do you want to give us? and they would find stuff to give us. It was so cool. And then we also had like different beauty salons around the area because we were just hair at the time. So we had different beauty salons. We had clothing companies. We had all sorts of people, dentists, plastic surgeons. I was into it back in the day. I definitely wouldn't do that now, but some of you will. So you're welcome. And all kinds of people, shoes companies, like daycares, whatever. These and wine companies and watches and jewelry and cool stuff, right? And so we would have them as part of our loyalty programs. I know that some of you are like, the back end of this can be too hard, but honestly, it's not. You have a software company that you are using through your salon. They also have a loyalty system and program in there. So you just need to contact your software provider because guess what? You're already paying them money. And this is something that they can do for you without charging you any extra money. So they can get it all set up on the back end of your software. And then you've just got a beautiful little flyer on your desk, or you have it on your website. Definitely have it on your website. Whatever, you have it in place, you have it in your bathroom, on your walls, have it in a beautiful frame so it looks really classy and luxe, and then your clients can see it and they're excited. It's like, yeah, we're raising our prices and we've got this new loyalty program so that you can have all of these things in there. And they're like, new prices. Oh my gosh, this loyalty program, new prices. Oh my gosh, this loyalty program is amazing. I want to be part of your salon and get these prizes because believe me, they love these prizes. Or maybe it'll be like, you know, once you get to these certain amount of points, then we give you a complimentary ceremonial, sacred ceremony. Watch the previous episode because that is lit. Your clients will want that more than anything, more than the Mercedes, maybe. I don't know. So you loyalty programs, yum, 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 yum. Can't get enough of it. You don't have to do all the hard work. Get the software company involved. And even if you don't want to go around and ask other businesses, find one of your team members who is really confident and has a bit of spare time in the salon whilst you're already paying them, and they go and do that. And then, but when you do this as well, you've got to make sure that you hold them accountable. So say, you are going out to these businesses. Your job is to go and enroll them into our loyalty program. Let them know that they're going to be getting their business in front of eyeballs of hundreds of clients, that we are going to promote their brand. Like really enroll them and get your staff to do that. So if you don't want to do it, that's another way. I have all the tips. You should probably work with me. I'm amazing. Now, I want to give you a tip here as well, because I know some of you are like, I'm just going to discount my regular clients. And then when they're ready, I'm going to put their prices up. First of all, this is not wrong, but I am going to give you a right way of doing it. Okay. So you want to make sure that, because you know I hate discounts, but I also want you to keep your clients as well. So you want to make sure that you've got a plan for when and how you are going to increase their prices, because they might be an amazing client that you have that, you know, comes in and buys retail and upsells on their services and all of these things. So they're actually an amazing client. So then you create a little plan for them of how they're going to action that out over the next period of time. Like I said, that tiered gradual increase. But you also want to make sure that you do look in their client notes and look at their history and make sure if they are that client, because you might actually realize that this is a client that regularly gets discounts and you're not actually making money off this client. This client is actually costing you money. And so this is when you have to get your business hat on, your big girl pants, big boy pants on and go, what am I here for? What am I creating? They're not my family member. I don't need to give them these massive discounts. Do I want to actually help them step up and value my business more? Or am I willing to continue to allow them to devalue my brand? So it's really important that you are honest with yourself with this. Now, the last and final most important point is that you monitor. Monitor the client's reactions thereafter. And also, you want to make sure that you are keeping them enrolled and supporting their journey. So this is a two-part thing. So first of all, you want to monitor. So are they coming back into the salon regularly? Are they okay with the prices? Like if they're coming back to the salon and they haven't had complaints, then they're okay with the prices, right? So you want to make sure that you're aware of this and you want to make sure that you ask your staff about this. Now, remember, your staff probably have not got a wealth mindset. You want to make sure that they're not discounting when you don't know about it, that they have been enrolled, your staff have also been enrolled and they've been given a new wealth mindset around your price increase as well, and that you've increased their incentives as well so that they get more in return too. So that's really important.
But you also want to make sure that you are, second part of this, you also want to make sure that you are following up with your clients. So giving them extra service. So what I mean by that, it might be a text message and an email thanking them for their business, thanking them for choosing your salon that you loved, having them as part of your team. It might be inviting them to a VIP night where you do like an extra pamper package for them. Now look, half of the clients don't even show up to a VIP night, but they just love being invited. They want to know that you care about them. So how and what can you do to increase your care factor? Now, I'm not a drinker. I don't drink alcohol, but in my salons, I always had beer. I always had beer and nuts for my male clients. And then I always had, any of the women that wanted it, but the women would generally want a wine and a biscuit, you know? So I had those things there for my clients. I also had the best coffee machines, different kinds of wines and all of those things. I don't know if I would have that in my salons now. I probably wouldn't. I would probably have things that really align and are in tune with me. Like I'd probably have like Egyptian teas and tinctures and smoothies and freshly made juices and beautiful raw honey and like honey water and amazing things like that that are different that they can't get in other places. Like I would literally have teas that are like, this will help you increase your intuition. This will help you with your digestion. This will help you open your heart more. This will help you relax. This will help you go to sleep tonight. Whatever it is, I probably have more of those things. So choose what's going to really align with your salon experience that you want to deliver, but then also with the client avatar that you are wanting to attract and get more of. Let me know in the comments below, what is stopping you from raising your prices? Or when was the last time you raised your prices? Is it that you raise them every year? Have you not done it in a long time? Let me know in the comments below. Is it worthiness? Like, do you not feel like worthy? Do you not feel like your salon's good enough? Do you feel really uncomfortable with sales with your clients? Do you feel like you're already too expensive? Do you feel like you don't have the confidence to educate your team? Let us know what it is. And then also, let me know if you're having these issues. Babe, you don't have to go through this alone. I'm totally here for you. I'm here to support you and your team and your clients to go through this journey. Because if you don't raise your prices, your salon will fail. Straight up, everybody else is raising their prices but you. You cannot absorb inflation like alone. You can't. Your business will not thrive like that. So this is an invitation to either get confident, train your team, or reach out to me and let me help you in your journey to raise your prices.
If this episode spoke to your soul, I would love your support with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. And don't forget, please subscribe on your favorite platform too. Don't let your journey end here. Connect with me and my like-minded community of beautiful souls at Blythe Langford on all social platforms. I look forward to diving with you deeper on your journey.